As you all know, today we call Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. It gets that name because we have a practice as Christians and as Catholics of placing a cross of ashes on our foreheads on this day. And it seems like a kind of a strange thing to do. So what is it? Why do we do it? What does it mean? Well, when we look at the Bible, when we look at the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, when God was creating the world and God created a human being, it said that God created that first human being out of the dust of the earth. Out of almost nothing. And God breathed life, breathed into the person's nostrils, and gave him breath. God created us from dust, from nothing. And look at what we are. Look at the incredible beings that we are as human beings. How complex. How beautiful. All of us different. That's what happens when God takes nothing and creates something. God gives us who we are. We wouldn't be here. Had not God wanted us here, had not God wanted us as friends, had not God wanted us to be friends to one another, had God not wanted us to enjoy all that life means to us. So when we put dust, when we put ashes on our head today, we remember just where we came from. What we were at the beginning and how we'd be, not much, we'd be dust without the life of God, without the life of Jesus in us. So it reminds us to pay attention in these next 40 days, that's a long time, it gives us lots of time to reflect on how good God is to us and what God has given us. That alone, without God, we would be like dust. We wouldn't have life. But with God, with God's power and breath and spirit, with Jesus leading us in the way, we are so much more. And when we allow Jesus to be our friend, when we allow Jesus into our lives, when we spend time with Jesus, when we ask Jesus to stand next to us, to be with us, to walk with us, we have so much more life and strength and possibility. So the cross of ashes is a reminder today to turn to Jesus, who gives us so much more than we can be. Then we would be.